Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Randy Flack with the Bravo Concert Series as he previews the upcoming acts for this season. On Tuesday, the announcement of the acts for this year's series, the season. I guess first off, Randy, I'll give it to you. I know you're looking for three acts. You got two of them right now. Take us through the situation with the third one and how the series is moving forward.
Well, we had three acts. One act, Sierra Bogus, who was going to come in September. We got notice a couple weeks ago that she had come up with an offer to make a European trip, or anyway, overseas trip, and she wasn't going to be able to come in September. Fortunately, we didn't have any kind of contract signed yet. We were still working out some details. However, we did have the tickets already printed, and some tickets were already sold, which put us kind of in a tough situation. But after working through some dates and trying to find an opening date that worked with them and worked for our facility, we just couldn't make anything work. So what happened is we need to find a third act to replace Sierra Bogus, and we're in the process of doing that. I think I've almost got that taken care of. A couple good, really good acts that are going to be potential. I've contacted one this morning. The act I've contacted is called One Night in Memphis, and it's kind of a reenactment of the night several years ago in Sun Studio in Memphis when Johnny Cash and Jerry Lee Lewis and Carl Perkins got together and had a jam session, so to speak. So it's not just music, but it also is a reenactment of their getting together and some of the things that they went through that night. So hopefully we'll get that taken care of. And if that doesn't work, then we've got a magician that we're working with, Mike Super, who is very, very good. We had a magician this last year, so we'd prefer maybe to skip another year, but we've got to take what's out there. And I've worked with some agents that are very, very helpful. For those people who have already purchased tickets and have Sierra Bogus, those tickets will be honored for whatever the replacement act is. And as soon as we get that act secured, we'll get the tickets printed. They can trade in your tickets or, you know, get those new tickets, whatever. But we're going to have a good season.
Yeah, speaking with that, you know, I kind of, not the way you want to start out, but there are some great shows coming up also in the spring as well, along with what you're trying to do there. Fleetwood Mac Tribute Band, take us through that, the rumors, take us through that, and what exactly people in Marion County and Knoxville can expect with that band coming up.
If there are Fleetwood Mac fans out there or just people that like their music, this is going to be a great show. It's called Rumors, the Ultimate Fleetwood Mac Tribute Show. This group was formed in 2012, and they've gone around the world. They dress in period costumes. They use period instruments. They'll have a video going on while they're performing. From 75 to 87, I think, they were a really hot band. And a lot of the songs that are still played today on the radio, you know, Black Magic Woman, Songbird, You Make Loving Fun, Gypsy, those are all hits for that group. So we feel real fortunate that we're going to have that group coming March 14th.
Another band that's kind of local almost, out of Des Moines, Grand Avenue Ruckus. Take us through that and how awesome that band's going to be.
Yeah, this is basically a brass band. They play a lot of really high tempo, dynamic music. And like you said, it's a local band in that it's out of Des Moines, but it's even more local than that because we have Ben McCartney, who is our high school band instructor as part of that band, and Christian Hayden, who is a vocal music teacher at the middle school. So we're real excited about that. We think Grand Avenue Ruckus and the Rumor Show will not only be very entertaining for our adult audience, but also high school and middle school students are going to love the music. And it's going to be kind of neat for students to be able to see their instructors in action. So, you know, it's $25 a ticket, as it has always been, with $10 for students. So we're really looking forward to the season.
I know in years past, some of the performers have met with Knoxville students and done some things with that. Is that still something that we could expect this year?
Unfortunately, the performers this year don't have a workshop with kids, so to speak. You know, last year, I think every group but one, we were able to provide that workshop. Some of the groups, that's just not part of their deal. But it's always something that we look for, and we'll look to continue to do that down the road because we think it's very important to get these professionals in front of our students just to show the students what's possible out there.
Yeah, so as my next question is, you know, this is, I believe, your sixth year of doing it here at the Knoxville Performing Arts Center. How awesome is it to be able to continue to bring great entertainment to the people here in Knoxville?
We feel very proud of what we've brought to Knoxville. You know, we were talking to someone last night after the preview show. They said, you know, we see these acts you're bringing, they're going into Des Moines. And that costs a lot more to go see them there than they do here. You know, the magician we had last year was a finalist on America's Got Talent. So the Colorado Children's Chorale last year we had to end the season. That's something that in a couple years I think we want to bring back, because that was a great show. Got our own kids involved. The community really enjoyed them. They were great ambassadors for the state of Colorado and for their group. So we're very proud of what we've been able to offer.
Is there anything else you want the area listeners to know about this year's Bravo Concert Series?
Well, the tickets are available at the Iowa State Savings Bank. Of course, tickets will also be available at our first show. So be listening for that, because we're going to make an announcement on that date very soon. I would say within the next day or two.
Thanks to Randy Flack for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at knikrls.com.